Israeli tanks, helicopters, and planes attacked the Hamas movement overnight. Israel's military says the target was a training camp in the Gaza Strip connected to that Islamic movement. Palestinian officials say the attack killed 14 Hamas militants and wounded 30 people. NPR's Linda Gradstein is covering this story from Jerusalem. And Linda, what provoked this attack?
Well, last week there was a double suicide bombing in the southern city of Beersheba that killed 16 people. Hamas claimed responsibility for that attack. An Israeli official said afterwards that they would target Hamas leaders and that no Hamas official would be safe. Israel says that in the past few weeks, all kinds of things have happened in this training camp. It's been used, they say, for the assembly of bombs and suicide bombers' vests. There was practice in hijacking Israeli vehicles. A Hamas spokesman said it was a community center, but he did say that a group of fighters was training there, and both Hamas and Islamic Jihad vowed revenge. A Hamas spokesman said this ugly Israeli crime will not go unpunished.
Well, how did the Palestinians respond?
Well, Palestinian officials responded angrily. Foreign Minister Nabil Shaath accused Israel of trying to escalate the violence and said that Israel should be trying to quiet things down. Israel's defense minister yesterday said that Israel will continue to seek out Hamas leaders, and senior Hamas officials based in Damascus have reportedly fled to Qatar and Beirut. Several hours after the Israeli strike, six Qassam rockets were fired at southern Israel. In today's strike, one person was wounded.
Linda, two other Israeli security efforts are in the news today. First, Israel has begun work on a new section of its barrier in the West Bank.
That's right. The work has begun in the southern West Bank, in fact, near the area of this double suicide bombing last week. Local officials in Beersheba were very angry, saying that if there had been a barrier, it would have been harder for the suicide bombers to cross into Israel. Israeli officials say that where there is the barrier in the northern West Bank, the amount of suicide bombings is almost zero. Also, this week, Israel is supposed to announce a new route for the entire barrier after the Israeli Supreme Court ruled that Israel could not construct the barrier deep in the West Bank.
Israel also tried and failed to launch a spy satellite?
That's right. It's called the Ofek 6. The rocket carrying the payload malfunctioned. The cost of this is estimated at about $100 million. The satellite was being launched to spy on Iran, which Israel, in fact, says is its most serious long-term threat because of its ballistic missile and its nuclear weapons program. Now, Israeli officials played down the significance of this failure, saying that sometimes these things happen and that Israel will go ahead with this program. In any case, Iran recently tested a new missile called the Shihab-3 that has a range of 1,300 kilometers that could hit Israel. And Israeli officials say that they need more up-to-date information on Iran, that they want early warning of any possible Iranian attack. However, Israeli analysts say that the failure of the launch will make it harder to go ahead with this program, both because of the financial cost and also the failure could affect Israel's weapons sales around the world.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Thank you.